Okay, last time we discussed the difference between a nida and a zava min haTorah. Today we'll discuss in practice how the lines are blurred midrabanan and perhaps mimin haga. And the Gemara says in Samach Vav Amin Aleph, if you have a Gemara, take a look, three lines before the end of the short lines. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hiskin Rebbe Bisados. Rebbe made a takana Bisados. Rashi says, Makom She'ein B'nei Torah, Ve'einan Yodos Limnos Pesach Nidos, Masai Hein Yimei Nida, Masai Hein Yimei Zo. So Rebbe made a takana for the places where the people were not B'nei Torah, and were not sufficiently proficient to distinguish between Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. Some Rishonim have variant girsas on the word Besados, but the point is the same, that this is for people who were out in the middle of nowhere, who were not B'nai Torah, did not have the proper education of Talmidei Chachamim. So what was Rebbe Yehuda Merav's Memer? What was Rebbe's Takana? Rasa Yom Echa Teshev Shishavahu, Shish Shnayim Teshev Shishavahain, Shlosha Teshev Shivanakim. So let's take this one step at a time. So Rasa Yom Echa Teshev Shishavahu. If a woman sees Dam in one day, she sits 6 days in addition to that first day of Riyas Adam. Says Rashi, Shishavahu Kidin Torah, Vishema Bimei Nidahu. So if a woman sees Dam on one day Mina Torah, if it's Dam Ziva, so she's a Zava Kitana, she's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, and easy come, easy go. If she's a Nida, so then she has to count 7 days from the Tchila Sari'iya, and then goes to the mikveh at the end of those 7 days. So Rebbe's Takana was, if she's a Zava, no need for a Takana. But maybe the woman will think that she's a Zava, and really she's a Nida, so she has to treat herself as a Nida L'chumra, and therefore wait an additional 6 days after the first Yom Hari'iya for a total of 7 days, which would be the Yimei Nida. Okay. Shnayim Teshev Shishavahein. If a woman sees Dam for 2 days, then she counts an additional 6 days after the two. What's the cheshbon there? Says Rashi, Shnayim Teshev Shishavahein L'chumra. Shema Rishon Sov Zov V'sheni Tchilas Nida V'tzricha Ochisha. So if the woman was a Nida through and through, so day one is Nida, day two is Nida, she would only need another 5 days. If the woman was a Zava, so if she's a Zava Ktana, she's just Shomer Siyom Keneged Yom. The concern is, maybe day one is Yimei Ziva, day two is Yimei Nida, and then you need another 6 days of Yimei Nida to come to a total of 7 days of Nidas. So that was the Takana here of Rebbe for a Riyah of 2 days. Maybe day one was Dam Ziva, day two was Dam Nidas, and therefore she needs another 6 days. Tosos has a variant consideration. Shnayim Teshev Shishavahein, Shema Rasa Yom Rishon Dam Yaruk, Ve'eno Min Aminyan. Not that maybe the first day is Dam Ziva, the second day is Dam Nida, maybe it's all Dam Nida, but maybe the first day wasn't Dam. Maybe the first day was a Mara Tahor, which doesn't count towards the minion of Shiva Nakim. So some of the Rishonim have, I think the Rabban has both of these. The Aruch Lener has Cheshbonos, why is there Machlokas here, and why would you say one over the other? But for our purposes, these are two variations on the same theme, that there is a consideration that maybe the count's going to be wrong, and really, even though it's the second day of Dam, maybe it's the first day of Dam Nidus. Then Rashi continues, Aval Shlosha De'ilu Hava Yimei Ziva Tzricha Shivanakiyam Hashanami Teshev Shivanakiyam Shembe Bimei Ziva Medas. As far as the Kanas Rebbe, if a woman sees Dam for 3 days, so if she's a Nida, so then you only need another 4 days. If she's a Zava, she's a Zava Gdola, and then you need Shiva Nakim. So, after Takanas Rabbi, if a woman sees Dam one day, you have to wait another 6 days, L'chumra, then maybe that's Dam Nida. If she sees dam on 2 days, you have to wait another 6 days. L'chumra, maybe, according to Rashi, the first day is dam ziva, the second day is dam nida, and you need to finish your count to 7 days. And if she sees 3 days, then you need shivanakiyam, l'chumra al etzad, that maybe she's a zava, and not a nida. So Takanas Rebbe covers the basis that we treat a woman, l'chumra, both as a nida and as a zava. There are two other qualifications that Rishonim point out here, which the omission of these by other Rishonim, I don't think means there's a machlokas, and these are lahalacha, presumably lahalacha. There's a comment of the Piskei Rid, which is printed in the Kovel Shitas Kamai, page 825. The Rid points out that within the level of the Kanas Rebbe of Shisha Vahu, that if a woman sees Dam on day one, then she has to count another 6 days. Let's say she sees Dam again on day four. So if she saw Dam on day one, she didn't see Dam on day two, didn't see Dam on day three, sees Dam again on day four. So if she's a Nida, then she doesn't need to be concerned as long as she could be Masekas Batara on day seven. She's home free. So it's true that Takanas Rebbe in this situation was to be machmir to treat her as a nida, and therefore to require a full 7 days as opposed to if it was dam ziva and then she's only a zava ketana and she's only shemeres yom keneged yom. But at the same time, you have to be machmir in the other direction, says the Piskei Rid, that maybe the first day was actually yemei ziva, and when she sees dam on day four, that's dam nida. So then you would have to wait another 6 days after day four. Tosa Rush has a comment in the Nida. The Tosa Rush is printed in the margin of the Gemara. The other Rishon know this too, but take a look since you have it on the page. Take a look at the Tosa Rush Dibra Maskil Yom Echad. The Rush writes, if it's Sarach Shiyu Nekiyim, that those extra 6 days have to be Nekiyim, Shebuchol Yom Shetira Misapke Dil Mahashta Havetchilas Nida. So that's along the lines of the concern that we just saw in the Piskei Rid, that each of those subsequent days needs to be clean, because at any point we may be concerned that that's now Dam Nidus, and previously she was seeing Dam Ziva. Okay, so that's the Takanas Rebbe. Then the Gemara continues, Amr of Zera, Benos Yisrael Lechmira Latzman, Shafilu Roas Tipas Dam Kachardol Yoshua Saleha Shivanakim. Reb Zera reports that Benos Yisrael are machmer on themselves, that even if they see a Tipas Dam Kachardol, a drop of blood like a mustard seed, Yoshua Saleha Shivanakim. So what does the Minhag Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera add on to Takanas Rebbe? The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachos Kaf Beis Amud Aleph B'Dapei Rif, the Ritva here in the Gemara Nida says similar things. The Rabbeinu Yonah there is commenting on the Gemara that says that a person should be Omeid Litfila Mitoch Halacha Psuka. And the Gemara's example of Halacha Psuka is this din of Reb Zera. Afila Ro, Stipas Dam Kachardol, Yoshua Shivanakim. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes over there, Yesh Mefarshim, Shachumra Haisa Mibnei Shahaisa Mara Hadam Ke'en Achardol. So he goes an anonymous Yesh Mefarshim. I don't believe that there's an explicit attribution of the Rishonim, but if you find it, let me know. So he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that the chumra was because of the shade of mustard seed. Vein zanira, the machumra haisuzu shazet min hadinhu. Tabehedya kaimulan dam kamar chardal. metame. So when we talk about Maris, we'll see what Maris are metame. But the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says it can't be in the shade because the shade should be problematic mikra. Vachumer gamkein einam emnesha hayamuat kechardal. It's not the size that even if you see dam that is as tiny as a mustard seed. Shafumin adin. That's the mission daf pei. That dam nidis metama bekolshu. So it's not the color and it's not the seed. Ela pesher adaver hukach. She'im haya omer dam stam, hayinu omrim she'ein bazeh chumra kolkach, mimnei she'shlosha batim heim be'isha. So had the minhag been formulated as afilu roas tipas dam, yosho shivin akiyim, that wouldn't appear as a chumra for the following reason, that shlosha batim, hey, the Mishnah in the first parak that we'll get to, that there are three areas in a woman that Chazal identify as the cheder, aliyah, and prosdar. Dam min cheder is going to be tameh. U'kishadam meruba efshar shemei hayom shlosha yomim ne'akar. The yatsa b'yam rishon ma'at b'beis ha'pnimi, b'yam ha'sheni ne'akar ma'at, the yatsa b'beis ha'msai, v'achsha b'yam ha'shlishi niska b'beis ha'kol b'beis ha'chitza. So it's conceivable that even if a woman only sees dam today, but maybe the dam already left the makor 2 days ago, and once dam leaves the makor, the woman is already tameya. So maybe, halachically, that's already 3 days of riyas dam, and she's a zava gedola, even though it only leaves the body on day three. And then it would be appropriate to treat that woman, Luchumra, as a Zava Gedola, even if she only saw Adam today. Aval kishadam hu muat, rocha kadavar lomar, sheshlosha mashu huyin hayu, ubechol yom vayom nekar mashu echa. Afilo hachi yichmir alatzman vidanu aso kilu nekar lagamri, So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says that the concern that was covered by the minhag Menos Yisrael recorded by Rav Zeira is that maybe even though a woman is seeing dam today for the first time, maybe the dam had already built up internally and it left the makor, and she's really a zava gedola, and that chumrah was promulgated even in a situation where the dam that she sees on day three is minimal. And it's medically unlikely, with that amount of dam presenting itself, that she really would have had dam that left the makor 2 days earlier. So, according to the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, the cheshbon of minhag Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, the chumrah, is that according to Takanas Rabbi, if a woman sees dam on day one, and that's all she sees, she has to be machmir that maybe she's a nida and count another 6 days. Comes along Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, and it says that, no, even if she sees dam on day one, maybe that's really day three. Maybe she's a Zava Gedola, and then she needs Shiva Nekiyim. So essentially, the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira adds 1 day onto the Takanas Rebbe in situation one, where a woman sees dam for 1 day. According to Takanas Rebbe, she has to wait another 6 days. According to minhag Menos Yisrael, she has to wait another 7 days. So let's say a woman sees dam on 2 days. So according to Takanas Rabbi, she has to wait another 6 days. According to Reb Zeira there as well, she has to wait another 7 days because maybe she saw dam for 2 days, but maybe that's really day three of dam and she missed the first day, it didn't leave the body, and she's really Zava Gedola, and then she has to count Shiva Nekiyim. But in a case in which a woman saw dam for 3 days, so then, Reb Zeira adds nothing over Takanas Rebbe. The Takanas Rebbe tells you again, if a woman sees dam for day one, day two, she waits another 6 days. And according to the min of Benos Yisrael, the chum of Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, in those situations, she has to wait another 7 days. So that's the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. That's the Ritva here. And if you look at the Tosei Rosh here, he's Mefarish along those lines as well, as does Rashi and Megillah and Daf Kavches. Rashi Megillah Kavches and Medbeis, Dibur Maskel Lachniru. So basically all explain Reb Zeira along those lines. The Chidushi Haran here has a slightly different formulation, but the bottom line is pretty much the same. The Chidushi Haran writes as follows in Tomar. The Kevan de Takansa de Rebbe Motzian Midei Kol Safek Lama Hechmir Benos Yisrael La'atzman. So it sounds like Takanas Rebbe did a pretty good job solving all the problems. So what did Benos Yisrael add on? Shafila Roa Dam Tipa Kachar Dol Yoshua Sashiv Nekim Yishlomar Kidei Shelo Yitu Bedover Shalif Amim Havi Zavi Gedola Vitehe Svura Shelo Rasa Elishnayim Kigon Sherasa Beis Re'ios V'achas Mehen Bein Ashmashas. So not the way the Rebbein Yonah and the Ritva have it, that we're concerned that maybe she had Dam Yotzim in the Makor 2 days earlier that was still internal and only left the body on day three, but would render her a Zava Gedola because the Dam had already left the Makor 2 days earlier. But more, which is, as Rebbein Yonah acknowledges, not a very likely scenario. But more practically, maybe in a situation of Ras Ashnayim, she saw Dam for 2 days, maybe one of those days is early Bein Ashmashos, and she miscalculated and assumed that that counts as 2 days, when in reality, her initial Re'iyah was Bein Ashmashos between Shabbos and Sunday. So she thought that she only saw Dam Sunday and Monday, but in reality, halachically, she saw Dam Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, because she started seeing during Bein Ashmashos. So to account for that situation, Benosis Hor Machmer on themselves, that even though they only saw Dam ostensibly for 2 days, you always treat that as seeing Dam for 3 days, you always treat that as a Sava Gedola, and then you add another day of Shivan Akiyam above and beyond Takanas Rebbe to cover yourself for that scenario. So they shouldn't come to make any mistake to confuse a Zava with a Nida. So that's what the Chidush Haran writes, something similar in the Me'iri as well. Okay, so according to these Rishonim, the Chiddush or the point of Minhag Benos Yisrael has nothing to do with size, nothing to do with color, but it accounts for a presumably unlikely scenario where a woman may be a Zava Gedola and not realize it, so we add an extra day to Takanas Rebbe to treat every situation basically as a potential Zava Gedola that requires an additional Shiva Nikia. The fact that the issue is not the size, the Shach just highlights over here. Take a look in Simen Kuf Tei Gimel, Sivkat and Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afila l'rasa l'tipas dam kechardol yosheves alav Shiva Nikiyim. Says the Shach of Katan Gimel, v'hu adin pachos, that tibas dam kechardol isn't a minimum either. That even if it's less than a tibas dam kechardol, a woman's going to be tmeya, kakas of agar b'shem sharidura, vago sharidura, kakas v'achronim upashit. There is a comment of the Sidrei Tara. Sidrei Tara is, this is our first citation of Sidrei Tara. I don't know much biographically about the Sidrei Tara, other than his last rabbanus was in Danzig, and he lived through the 18th century. But the Sidrei Tara is a classic on Hilchos Nida. There are quoted basically in every Piskei Tshuva, and there are a number of very long pieces in the Sidrei Tara. But it's one of the cornerstones of Hilchos Nida. So the Sidrei Tara writes over here in Sivkat and Dalid. He gives more credence to this possibility that maybe there is a, or should have been a minimum shiur m'ikar adin for dam that's mitame, in the following sense. He writes, mikol malkav yesh lomar dinichlal b'chumer d'reb zeira l'inyin zeh. So there's no question And that's what the Gemara says, that that there's no minimum shear for Dan to be Metame, so that may be talking about a situation where there is a Yediya that is Dan and a Makor. So if you know the Dan is a minimum Makor, then there's no minimum shear. However, Misveka Talinan Shabamin of Stadim, De Ain Derech Ladamu at Kazel Love a minimum Makor. However, if you don't know that the Dan is in fact minimum Makor, so maybe if it's really a very small quantity, you would have the right to be meko misafek, because medically it's unlikely that such a small quantity of dam would come min hamakor. And then Zeira Skumra comes to say no, that even though there would have been a tzad to be meko for a minimum amount of dam where you don't know that it came in a makor, the Chumra Benos Yisrael says that you have to account and be machmer even for that minimum quantity of dam. Okay. So when you read the Gemara, you get the impression that there are two historical stages here. There's Takanas Rabbi, and then Rav Zeira is a few generations later. So Rav Zeira is talking about a minhag b'nos Yisrael that developed sometime after Takanas Rabbi. There's a tshuva of the Raviyah, which is printed in the Sefer Zikara and Fur of Jolti, on page Resh Tes. It's Tshuvas Raviyah Simon Beis in that collection. I think I sent you a PDF of that earlier today if you want to take a look. So if you have your computer open, you can open it if you want. So the Raviyah refers to a Rebbeinu Tam. Mashapir Shabbeinu Tam, the Xeris Zera, the Chmiru, Haisa Kaimonis. The Rebbeinu Tam said that Reb Zera's, the Chorma B'nos Yisrael that Reb Zera talks about, actually preceded Reb Zera. V'rayasa midashala Eliyahu b'meili bunayich mahu etzlech. And what was his raya? So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis has the mice of Tana Devei Reb Eliyahu, mice of Etamid Echad, Sheshana Harbe, Mekara Harbe, Vishimish Tamidei Chachamim Harbe. There was a certain young Sofer Meir Rabbanan who had all the credentials, Umeis Bechatzi Yamav, and he died young. And his Lamana was distraught. Ha'isa Ishta Notelis Tfilav, Masarasa Mibati Knesi, Sabati Midrasha, Sviamalahem, Ksiba Torah, Kiyucha Yachal Arach Yamecha, Bali Shishana Harbe, Kara Harbe, Shimish Tamid Chachamim Harbe, Neima Meis Bechatzi Yamav, and no one could answer. And once, this is Tanya Devei Eliyahu, so presumably it's Eliyahu Navi speaking. He says, "Amarti labiti b'meini desayich ma'us." Like, what was your conduct with your deceased husband when you were a nida? Amli chas v'shal, afilu b'aspektana l'nagabi. B'mei libunayich ma'us leich. What about you, mei libun? Achali mi, v'shasai mi, v'yashini mi b'kir basar. Amarti la baruch ha'makam shaharago, shalanasa panel l'tora. Shrei Amritara, Elisha Benidath Tamasa, Lo Sikrav. So he got what he deserved. Tosus there, Shabbat Yud Gimel Amid Beis, quotes Rebbeinu Tam, that there was a practice of women going to the mikveh twice. That a woman would go to the mikveh at the point that she would be out of her Yirmei Nidus Daraisa. That a woman sees Dam on Sunday, she sees Dam Monday, she sees Dam Tuesday, Dam Wednesday. Nina Torah, if she's a Nida, she goes to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. So there was a practice, of Rebbeinu Tam records, that a woman in that situation, post Takanas Rabbi, post Reb Zeira, will go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos 7 days after her initial Riyya. But then she's also keeping another count because of Chumah de Reb Zeira. So let's say she saw Dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're not going to talk about the extra days of Paletet Shefazara now, but so assume that she goes, that she starts with Shiva Nakiyim on Thursday. So then she goes to the mikvah the following Wednesday night. So she would go Motzei Shabbos, and then she goes a second time Wednesday night. So the reference in the Gemara to Yemei Nidus is before the first tefillah, and the reference to Yemei Libun is before the second tefillah. that the first tefillah is min haTorah, and the second tefillah was to account for Takanas Rebbe for additional chumros midrabanan. And this young Talmid Chacham who died b'chatzi yamav apparently was lax with the harchakos in the period between the first tefillah and the second tefillah. So this Tshuvas Raviyah, quoting from Rabbeinu Tam, presents Rabbeinu Tam as saying, you see from this Gemara, that apparently Takanas, the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Rabzeira was earlier in origin, because Tana Deveiliyah was an earlier Chibur. That it was presumed to be a Chibur from Yimei HaTanai. And the Raviyah doesn't think that's necessarily compelling, because he says there are instances in Tana Deveilio of Maisim that happened to be Mei HaMarim, so it's not necessarily an even Chibur, and the fact that something appears doesn't mean that it existed Bimei HaTanai. But even that Raya that the Raviyah of course Rabbeinu Tam wanted to ring doesn't necessarily prove Takanas Reb Zeira, or Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira. Because the fact that there was an additional tefillah Bimei Libunayich only shows that there was a Takanas Rebbe. And once you have Takanas Rebbe, even without the additional day of Reb Zeira, there's still reason, if you have such a cheshbon of divorcing the tefillah Dereis and the tefillah Derabanan, of having two tefillah, so that would have made sense even before Minhag Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, even if you only had Takanas Rebbe. So even if you wanted to bring a raya from the Tana Deveilio that the Chumra Benos Yisrael was earlier, you don't necessarily see it. All you necessarily see is that the Takanas Rebbe existed at that time. Okay, yeah. The nafkamina may be the Chomer HaMinog, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Meaning, if it's earlier, so then you may be more inclined to view the Minog through more Chomer lenses. But you know, to that point of the, we'll talk about Chomer HaMinog in a few moments, Rabbi Willig quotes a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo, and the pasuk Ve'atem lo seitzu ish mi pesach beso ad boker. Meshech Chachma, there is a comment that b'mos haMashiach we're not going to be no way Chumra Benos Yisrael anymore. In context, I think he means Takanas Rebbe also, as we'll see in a moment, because Neheri Bana Mikdash, when there's a base of Mikdash, you need to know who's really Azava and who's not, because Azava Gadol brings a korban. So if everyone's going to be Nohei, Takanas Rebbe, and the Chumra Benos Yisrael, so then all the Cheshbonos are going to continue to be confused, and you're not going to be able to parse who's considered a Zava for real and who's considered a Nida, and then you run into problems with Korbanos in both directions, potentially Chulin Bazar, and not bring a Korban if you need to bring a Korban. So it must be, says the Meshech Chachma, that L'Asid Lava, B'Yomas HaMashiach, when there will be a Beis HaMikdash again, we won't be Noheg the Chumra, the Takanas Rebbe, or Chumra Benos Yisrael anymore. The Rabbi Willig suggests on that basis that maybe that's one of the reasons for the Minhag Yisrael of a woman saying Yiratzon Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yameinu during Tefillah, when a woman goes to the Mikvah, because she's saying that Meher Yibana Mikdash, and then the length of time that a woman's going to be a Asur L'Vayla is going to be minimized. So there's a certain further incentive for davening that Yibana Beis HaMikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. Okay. So let's focus now a little bit on whether this Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, which again, as we described, means adding one day to the count if a woman sees Dam for 1 or 2 days. So was this Chumra Benos Yisrael accepted as a Halacha Gemura, the Halacha Psuka of the Gemara in Brachos, or as a minhag? And the way Rav Gustman describes it or formulates it in the last essay in his Kedrusei Shirim on Kedushin, is basically, was this a minhag or was it a nahug? There are certain minhagim that don't have the formal status of a minhag and therefore could engender certain kulas in certain situations not to be forced to abide by them. But certain things develop as a nahug, which doesn't necessarily have the formal status of a minhag. So the Ritva, the Gemara there in Brachos, on Lamed Aleph and Min Aleph, where the Gemara refers to this as Halacha Psuka, the Ritva writes, Alamanu ki chachamim kiblu mehem kain, that the chachamim were mekabel this chumra for the Benos Yisrael. So it was a grassroots movement. It was a bottom-up, excuse me, progression. But the chacham were mekabel that minhag started by Benos Yisrael. The us was a takana. So it started as a grassroots minhag, but it was concretized into a takana. Upashat isurei b'chol ha'olam, v'ein koach levatlo v'lo lahakil bakla. So at some point it was nisfashet iser, at some point it was formalized as a takana, says a ritva, and therefore you have no right to be mevatel it at any later point, and you have no right to be makel about it at all. Similar lashon in the Meiri there, v'chachamim kiblu takanasan v'yasua kahalacha psuka, that the chachamim were mekabel this. He calls it the takan of Benos Yisrael, but he means the minhag of the Benos Yisrael, and they made it into a lacha psuka. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Alef Lacha Yutes, the Ramban has a chibur on Hilchos Nida called the Hilchos Nida, which are Piskei Halacha, printed, if you have this fancy Shulchan Aruch, it's in the back here. If you have the Ma'arav Rambans, it's printed there as well. So the Ramban writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Yates, Lefikach aser la'adam lahakel barosha li'olam. Person has no right to be makel about the chumra b'nos Yisrael. And you get the impression that that's the position of Tosas as well in Megillah. Tosas kav chasam in Bezim Megillah, divrei maskil afilu, is bothered, what's the ke'en daraisa of chumra b'nos Yisrael of Reb Zeira? What's the ke'en daraisa that a woman could have to count shivanakiyim for re'iyah of a minimal amount of dam? That there's no mikufiyah, there's no such precedent minotaur. If a woman sees a little bit of dam, either she's a nida, in which case that day counts, or she's a zavaktan, in which case she's shemeres yom kinegad yom. So what's the ke'en daraisa? So the answer is the ke'en daraisa is that if a woman is sosaris re'yasa, that a woman's counting Shiva Nakiyim, she was a Zava Gedola, she counts one clean day, two clean days, three clean days. On day seven, she sees a speck of dam, so she has to start the clock again. So Tosa says, that's the Ke'en Daraisa, that you could have a little bit of dam that forces you to count Shiva Nakiyim. But Tosa's, presumably, the fact that he asked that question is giving more credence to this minhag as a some kind of a takana. Even though we know Rosh Hashanah is close to the Rav, that every minhag has to have a Ke'en Daraisa, but it sounds like it's stronger than just a Nahug, than just something that developed as a Chumrah among Benos Yisrael. The Tosfos is bothered that there has to be a Ke'en Daraisa. Yeah. Right. Right, okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Learning for the Rambam presents it as a real
minhag. As what?
As a minhag that's like dependent on order.
Yes, the Rambam has a different approach here. Right, very good. Okay, let's talk about the Rambam. So the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Isuri Biya, beginning with Halacha Gim. Bimei Chachmei HaGemara Nistape kadaver harbe b'ri'iyas hadamim v'niskakulu avestas. So during the time of the Chachmei Gemara, there were added tzveikos. People were confused. People's vestos got messed up. Because women didn't have the ability to properly count their Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva. For the Rambam, that makes more sense. Again, this is one of the Aruch HaShulchan's rayas, why the Rambam understood the Yud Alef Yom Bei Nida L'Nida differently than other Yishonim, because it makes more sense this way, that you have this conception that people weren't able to keep their counts in order. If you hold like Rashi and the other Yishonim, that Yud Alef Yom Bei Nida L'Nida just means that after you see Dam Nidas, you count 11 days, and then you go back to Dam Nidas whenever you see it, so that's not so confusing. Okay, so Rambam says that people didn't have the ability to keep their counts anymore. That's why Chachamim where goes there that you have to treat everyone as a zava luchamer. Halacha dalid va'od hichmir benos Yisrael al atzman chumi Yisrael says. So that was Takanas Rebbe, and then benos Yisrael were machmir above and beyond on their own. V'nagu kulam b'chol makom sheyesh Yisrael shekol bas Yisrael shiro adam. Afila rasa alatipa kachar del bavad upasa kadam so feres la shiva yamin nikiim afila rasa beis nidasa bein shirasa yam echad o shnayim o ashiva kulan o yeser mishiyifsa kadam so feres shiva yam nikiim kizav gadola v'tavelas b'leil shmini afa pi shi safik zava o b'yom shmini mahayash sham dochek. Fine. So the Rambam says this was Hichmir ben Yisrael Atman, v'nagu kulam b'chol makom sheyesh Yisrael. So the formulation is one of a minhag or nahug. This was the practice, but no indication that this was concretized in a formal takana along the lines of Takanas Rebbe. The Baal HaMor is even more explicit about that. The Baal HaMor, the Ravid has a chibra on Hilchas Nida called the Bali Nefesh. This is the annotated version put out by Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald of Bnei Brak, not to be confused with Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald of Enjap in Likud Queer Synagogue. But even this Rabbi Buchwald from Bnei Brak did write an article in the Torah Mather Journal that gives him some credentials here. So this very beautiful annotated version of the Ravid's Bali Nefesh and the Baal HaMor has Hasagos on the Ravid's Bali Nefesh. So the Baal HaMor, in his Hasagos, Shara Tevila Sif Katan Aleph, so the context of the Baal HaMor, is that, as we described last time, Min HaTorah, Azava Gedola goes to the mikvah on day 7 because mixes a yom kikulo. However, midrabanan, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah. Machlokas Rishonim, only not allowed. Is it in theory she could go to the mikvah can't have tashmish, or she can't go to the mikvah at all? So Shabbatir Batista were worried that maybe she'll be soseres her count, and then the consequences could be severe. So the Baal HaMor says that Shabbatir Batista doesn't apply where you're adding the days of Chumr Benos Yisrael. That's adding an extra Chumr al-Gabi Chumr, or extra Safek al-Gabi Safek. So that requirement that you can't, the Zavah Gedolah can't go to the Mikvah Bayom, doesn't apply once you added days because of Chumr Benos Yisrael. So in that context, the Baal HaMor writes, referring to Chumr Benos Yisrael, Chumr hi, Heichad Achmir Achmir, Heich de lo achmir lo achmir. So it's only a chumrah. Where the chumrah was practiced, it was practice. And where it wasn't, then it wasn't. So the Baal HaMor clearly doesn't see this as a concretized takana, but it remains a minhag, a chumrah he calls it. And the chumrah is only binding where it was accepted as such. Okay, so the context in which Rav Gustman raises this question as to how strong a minhag is whether there are grounds to shave off the last day of minhag benos Yisrael in situations of Orthodox infertility. When Rav Gustman was writing this over 50 years ago, didn't yet have the medical improvements that we have now and the ability to better regulate ovulation. But if a the condition referred to as orthodox infertility is if a woman ovulates earlier than most people do, or has a shorter cycle than most people, and the ovulation precedes the time that she's able to go to the mikvah, so then that creates significant constraints on her ability to get pregnant. But if she's going to ovulate earlier, and you could orchestrate a situation where she's able to go to the mikvah earlier, then you increase the chance of fertility. So in that context, can you shave off a day in such a situation? So Rav Gustman frames that as being relevant to this question of how strong a minhag is the chumrah b'nos Yisrael. He points out that this may relate to the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the machlokas Rambam Ravid by Shuman Agid of the Korban Pesach, Perek Yud Korban Pesach Halach Yud Aleph Perek Yud Halach Yud Aleph. So the famous machlokas Rambam in the Ravid there, again for our purposes, the way the Kesef Mishnah understands it, that can you be Sola, the Korban Pesach, together with the Shuman Agid, which is only Aser Mishuman Haga Yisrael Kedoshim Nagubo Iser, but Min HaTorah that Shuman Agid is Mutter. So the Rambam says yes, and the Ravid says Ein Iser Gadol Mizeh. Vim Eskav Ochel Pesach V'yavi Lidei Kazai Isi Chov to Bekarka Lefanov, famous line of the Ravid. So that may, Rav Gusman says, be relevant to this question. If you have a minhag Yisrael, so at what point do we say that the minhag was lo nemar if it's going to interfere with a deraisa or interfere with other considerations? So that may have to do with the strength of the minhag. So as far as the specific issue at hand, Rav Gusman quotes a tshuva of the Galya Masechta, the Rav of Nevardik, Tshuvas Galya Masechta Yerodeya Siman Dalid, that raises this possibility of B'malkim Tzorech dispensing with that extra day of Takanas, of Chumrah B'nos Yisrael. Now, in practice, this would be of minimal benefit, because let's just go back to where we started again. According to the Takanas Rebbe, in every situation anyway, you're going to have to wait minimally an additional 6 days after the Yom HaRiyah. And Rav Zera just adds a seventh day. So the Harvacha, potentially is only a Harvacha of 1 day, unless somehow you view the Takanas Rebbe Bisados as also being Mishum Minhaga and not Mishum Takana. There is a line in the Ravan. The Ravan is Simon Shin Yud Ches. I'm not sure if that would help for this. Forget that. Even the Harvach, if you accept the Galya Masechta, some situations shaving off 1 day may be helpful, but it's presumably not talking about more than that. Unless you were to argue, I think Rabbi Willig pointed this out, unless you were to argue that maybe the Takanas Rebbe Shebesodos also was only meant for the Amaratzim. Originally, he was Mesakin for the An Shebesodos. So maybe the Takana was only meant for them and not L'chol Yisrael, which maybe the Baal Amor has to say himself. But again, you don't get that sense from most of the Rishonim. So the Harvacha, presumably, would be minimal anyway. But be that as it may, most poskim are not so excited about accepting this Galya Masechta. Rav Avadya has an arichus about this in the Taras Habayis, volume 1, beginning on page Kafches. And Ramosha has a tshuva. Ramosha Yerudea, Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Gimel, Chelek Aleph Simin Sadi Gimel, writes that it's hard to be makel about such things, to dispense under any circumstances with the chumra of Benos Yisrael. And he writes that he discusses with Rav Henkin as well. But he concludes, he says, Kasha me'od me'od l'hakel b'davar shechmir bo tuva. His tshuva is written in 1950. Kasha me'od l'hakel b'davar shechmir bo tuva. Av shenes chadesh ata b'shanim elu, shenogeza l'kama noshim, l'mitzvah rabbed v'rvu. So even though there are many situations where this is relevant, and you may have a harvacha to be mekel, and he concludes, "Ta'amim sheyesh li lo baru lasas ma'isa b'neisha ein medamim v'im disra nedaber b'zef." If we see each other in person, we can talk about it. Ki b'chav einani rotsa lichtov osam. I don't want to put it in writing. Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me that his father once had a chavrusa when he was young, and the chavrusa was having fertility issues, and he asked Ramosha whether there's grounds to be mekel here, and Ramosha told him that first they should try to figure out exactly when his wife is ovulating through taking temperature, and then in the end Ramosha was willing to be mekel. So reports Rabbi Ezra Schwartz's father, Rabbi Carmi Schwartz. But his father didn't remember exactly the details of what parameters Ramosha gave, and his chavrusa is already in the Olam Emes. So I can't really say so much on that, but that's what Rabbi Schwartz told me, that his father had told him, which is consistent with Ramosha writes, that he doesn't want to put anything in print, but if we meet in person, then there may be what to talk about. Rabbi Libus has a tshuva. Rabbi Libus from the Bronx. Shuvas Beis Avi Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Ches. He was asked about a situation of a Baalus tshuva where the husband was willing to follow the dinim of Nida D'Araisa but was unwilling to go along with all the Takanos or Chumras D'Rabbanan. So does she need to demand a get? Or can she stay with her husband if they're going to keep Nida D'Araisa, but not, let's say, Takanas Rebbe Udimistayef? So Rabbi Levis writes that if she thinks that she has a reasonable chance of convincing him to go along with the whole gamut of Taras and Mishpacha, even the Rabbanan, then on a limited, temporary basis, she could stay married. But if she doesn't feel that there's any way she's going to convince him even down the road, then a get would be appropriate. Okay. One final ha'ara. Yeah. Okay. So there is a machlokas we've shown him, machlokas the Rambam and Ramban, whether the fact that nowadays we're not mekel and dam Torah, mina Torah, if a yoleda sees dam after 7 or 14 days for a zachar nekeva up to 40 or 80 days, that's dam Torah. And our practice is that we treat all that dam as tamei, even though mikar adin min haTorah, that's dam tohar. So is that does that relate to chumras Reb Zeira? So the Ramban in Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Alacha Kaf writes as follows. If a woman in practice is going to be able to treat dam toar as such, so then people are going to make a mistake and think, so people may get confused as to what's really dam tohor, what's not, and maybe the dam after she gives birth, even the first couple of weeks, is going to be tahor. V'chein yavo litos b'sfira sivasan v'lomar k'shem she'en dam zamitami v'sosir b'sfira kachiola. And then it may also make another mistake and say that maybe that dam tohor counts towards sfira sivasa. V'rei dvarim kal v'chomer. That if Benos Yisrael are machmir even on Shtibas Dam Kechardol, v'lo rasu lahotzi atzman b'takanas bezdin sheteishiv shishivahu, and they didn't want to rely on Takanas Rebbe alone, k'dei sheteis firas kul and shave kol yameyen v'lo yavali deitos, kol shakein, sheyehe len lachu shalotei isha shafas mishamesha, so kol shakein, they should be concerned not to have a woman who's bleeding profusely and she's going to have tashbish just because it's dam tohar. Lefika kolorowa dam tipa kachardo lafila besochi me tohar teishev shivin akiyim kilu rasa kodem sheteleid v'areiz da bechlal chomer shechmir ben osel atzman. The Rambam writes, this is subsumed under the chomer ben osel of Reb Zeira. He says, Kal v'chomer makes sense to be machmir here, but he says this is part of that chomer. Afa pisha mixas mekomos noagin kula b'mei tovar, v'arskima ga'on v'asus smicha v'chrimu al kol ma she'asakid. Even though there were places where they were mekel still, but the consensus was not to allow that, and we have to be machmir on dam tovar. So that's what the Ramban writes in Halachas Perek Zayin. That's what the Ritva writes in our sugi here in Samach Vav, that being machmer and dam tohar is a derivative of the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira. The Ramban writes in Perek Yud Aleph Yisurei Bia Halacha Vav, Din Zabi Me Gaodim Dis Chayadish Vehim Gozru Shelo Yesham Dam Tohar Klal. So that which they were machmir in the Gemara, Chumra Benos Yisrael, that was only for a regular Re'iyah, but not for Dam Tohar. So Ram is explicit, nothing to do with Reb Zeira. Shamanu Shevet Sarfas, Bolem El Dam Tohar, Kedina Gemara, Adayom, Achar Sfir Tfila. And there are places where the minhag still was to be mekel and dam tohar. So the Rambam is explicit that this is all mishum minhaga. It's nothing to do with Reb Zeira, and it's a minhag. So nar nar pashte, where the minhag applied, where it existed, you have to be machbir. And if there's no minhag, then there's no minhag. The Rabbi Ezra Schwartz just pointed out that these two Rambams and Ramban seem to fit together, if you call it Lishitaso. But the fact that the Rambam minimizes the Chomer of the Chomer Benos Yisrael of Reb Zeira, and that's Hichmir al Atzma, not a formal Takana, that kind of fits with the Rambam's minimizing of Dam Torah as being a Minog that applies to certain places. And the Ramban, who, like the other Rishonim, understands that the Chumra of Benos Yisrael was concretized as more of a Takana, so he sees Dam Torah that way also. That's Arad, not called Lishitasa, but they seem to line up. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Monday is Labor Day. Is everyone going to be here? We could.